Why would you discipline a person who, you know, broke their marriage vows, you know, sinned, but then they withdraw from the church? What good does it do? They withdraw their, what they said is their membership. So let's say that there's a member of any church in the world of the true Church of Jesus Christ who, whether they joined on paper or just attended and associated as a believer, but they withdrew from their church because they had sinned, and, you know, case in point, adultery that led to divorce. They said, why don't you just say, okay, bye-bye? Because they're married to someone. And the Bible says that as long as a person is alive, you're married to them. Even if they divorce you, that they remain. I mean, have you ever read Romans 7? God said that. As long as they're alive, they're your partner. And if they go off and you marry someone else, you are committing adultery. I mean, that's why when the disciples heard God talk about marriage, they said, we don't want to get married. God has the ultimate. I mean, you thought Bill Gothard had a high view of marriage. God is way over Gothard, you know. He has the highest view. So why do you discipline people? Because when you discipline someone, here is a husband who is a believer, married to wife who is a believer, and one or the other, let's say the husband, you know, commits adultery. And this husband, or let's say they don't even commit adultery, let's say they just abandon them and leave, and you don't know what they're doing over here. If the church does not discipline them, you have just left the unsinning partner unable to ever be remarried the rest of their life, even if they did not contribute to the divorce. You understand? I mean, what we're talking about is the Bible says that when a believer starts acting, when they start acting, when their behavior and their pattern of life, when they start acting like they're an unbeliever, when they start, you know, divorcing for no reason, committing adultery, lying, living in constant, persistent, unrepented of sin, when a believer starts doing that, the church is to treat them, as we've seen twice now in the Q&A, as Matthew 18 says, you're supposed to treat them like they are a heathen and a tax collector. You couldn't have two better words for unsaved people in the context of Matthew. Jesus was known as one who went around with publicans, tax collectors, and sinners. Those were unsaved people. Now, they needed to hear the gospel, and praise the Lord, that the compassion of Christ. But you understand that the reason that even if someone says, you know, I don't want anything to do with this, I quit, you have to go through the process for the purpose of their partner, who was married to them and who lost, you know, the marriage was broken. And as Romans 7 says, that as long as this person is living, this person can't get married. If they do, they're living in adultery. It says, unless they die. That's for a believer. But if the person is living and acting and unrepentantly persisting, the church considers and treats them like an unbeliever, which allows this person, and you say, well, how do you get to that? Because 1 Corinthians 7 goes on to say there are three types of believers in the church. There are virgins, those are people that have never been married. There are the married, those are people that are married. And then there are this unusual third group, the unmarried. What that means is they're not virgins. They're not married, but they're not virgins. What does that mean? They were in the middle category for a while. So there was obviously a group of people in the Bible times, regulated by 1 Corinthians 7, that had been married, that weren't married, that could get married. How did they get to there? if you can never get divorced, and if you're divorced, you can never get married, with a God who has such a high view of marriage. Part of it is Romans 7 says that under the law, a person that commits adultery should be stoned. That means they would be dead. So Paul says that as long as they're alive. But if a believer begins to act like an unbeliever, the church declares them unrepentant, and they treat them like an unbeliever.